Knowing what you are, reinforcing what you are. Hard stud cock standing out. When people see it turns you on. When people want to see it, want to touch it, want to suck it, be fucked by it. Your cock as the center of your arousing presence in your own world. You train it more and more. More training it gets, the more of a stud cock it becomes, encouraging you to edge, to masturbate, to get hard, to use it, to spurt and to visualize using it. Think about bodies and how you might bring pleasure to the bodies of others and your own, arousing erogenous zones, fucking, being sucked, being stroked, touching deep inside. Teasing places where your cock has the most impact, even if it's just brushing against someone's thigh, rubbing against someone's tongue. If you squeeze at the right moment, if you're very practiced at getting really hard, you can pull someone else into your stud way of thinking. They'll see your cock and think, how does it stay so hard? How is it dripping so alluringly? You want to fuck, you want to breed, you want to come, but you also want to train. A stud gets better and better, more and more fit and adapted to bring pleasure through fucking, through coming, through being hard and horny and constantly ready. But you control when you come. You wait till the moment they're at their hottest, the moment they're most desirous of it, and then you fill them up. Come for your partner. But let your cock, growing harder and harder, be the temptation that pulls another into the thinking you are in now, the state of the stud, virile, confident, horny, aching to use your cock, aching to show what you can do and add more pleasure to the world. You know you can do it. All you need is the opportunity. And to create that, you should train your cock. To get hard, to be throbbing, to slap up toward your belly, to leap in your hand, to pulse from within. So if you're fucking, you can squeeze your muscles the right way, and your cock will jump in such an unexpected way that it'll really make a memorable impression. But you should also train it to stand any pleasure it might be dealt. You want the game of pleasure to go on as long as possible. So take your cock in your hand and begin slow stroking. Try to work your way up toward climax, but stop well short of it. This is the game. This is edging, but with hypnotic encouragement and a stud bent in the background. And stud edging is a little different. You have a very clear motivation. Climax is less interesting than shared climax. And if you're really good at fucking, really good at bringing pleasure, people will come back. Come back to your hard stud cock to be fucked and bred and filled, cummed in, marked, made to remember you. So a stud practices with the cock, squeezes your hard cock. That's what you do. Stud squeezes, confidently thrusting your hips between your own fingers into your own hand. And you just keep doing it. Instead of stroking your cock, you really might want to practice. Thrust your hips, fuck your hand. Or a toy, if you have a pocket pussy or something to slide around that cock. Maybe you even have a willing friend to help you out. But what you need to do is get as close as you can get. Nearer and nearer to orgasm. Right toward what they call the point of no return, but you know better. Think about it. If you knew you could bring more pleasure by holding back, you would delay your own orgasm. But doing that's going to require practice. When you feel your cum welling up in your balls, when you think about your stud cock fulfilling its purpose, and it is so achingly sensitive, so much better than other cocks. A stud's cock is harder, hotter, needier. Feels things more intensely. Somebody sucking your cock will be able to look at your face and know how good you're feeling. And when you come, breed, fuck, fill, you'll know you're bringing more pleasure because they can detect your sighs, your gasps, your twitches, the way you sweat and squeeze, the way you're barely holding back. Being on the edge of coming, but knowing you can hold out as long as you need to bring maximum pleasure, that is a stud's state. Walking around with constantly overfilled balls, a drippingly hard cock, ready to fuck. But knowing you can wait to come, you can delay your climax until they've come again and again, and the wreckage of their mind and body is pleasure, pleasure, and a welcoming desire for you to do it all again, all over again. The more pleasure you give, the more often your cock will meet wonderful satisfaction, and it's a fuller satisfaction when you train. So stroke your cock, squeeze the muscles at the base, hold it back, refrain from squirting, but come as close as you can while still being sure. Sure that you will fail to go over the edge for now, so you can succeed later at bringing pleasure, at tempting someone who knows that you'll only come at the moment that is most satisfying for both of you, is going to be licking their lips and pleading for your cock, hard, dripping, practicing squeezing at the base, feeling the whole thing shiver and shudder in your hand. Squeeze your cock, pump your dick, move your hand along the shaft, rub your thumb over the head, do anything you can to increase the sensitivity while refraining from that climactic release. You'll get it. You'll get it a little later. For now, you need to hold it in, hold it back, as your balls feel bigger, bigger, fuller, as the shaft feels bigger in your hand. Think of the pleasure you can bring. That's your motivation. That's your encouragement to wait just a little longer for your orgasm. You'll make the world a better place when bringing a willing, eager, hungry partner full climax with your cock, thrusting, squeezing, rubbing. You'll know what you like and be able to tell them, and then they'll be able to set you off. You'll learn what they like. Turnabout is fair play. A stud who studies someone's erogenous zones will have their own stimulated in turn. That's why you study. It's why you squeeze. It's why you learn to hold back and let your edged cock stay hard and throbbing as long as it takes to bring someone to where you coming will be the catalyst for them. Because seeing you come will turn someone on, will turn people on if you come in. Imagine coming deep inside, thrusting your cock deep inside and squirting. That's the end result, perhaps. But imagine doing it and someone's eyes go wide. They stare at you, squeezing around the shaft, or warm lips squeeze around the shaft, welcoming it, licking, teasing, and then you come, and the taste of you sets someone off. Because you chose exactly the right moment. You edged up to it. You waited for it. And now it is another tool for the stud to use. Your cock comes when it's time to come. A stud chooses the right moment, and in that moment lets go of everything. Fucking, thrusting, your dick squirting all the while, spurting deep within, feeling walls around it, wetness around it, squeezing, hugging, riding. Whatever the form the pleasure takes, you are there to give more back than you get, because then you'll get another chance, and another, to improve and improve and improve until the mere sight of your cock makes people tremble, pleading for it, remembering the last time you touched all the right places, fucked them right up to the brink, and then eventually came hard and hot and at just the right time. And the way it begins is to edge, thrust into your hand, edge up toward the limit, hold back. When your practice is done, you can go ahead and come, because that'll remind you of how good it is with a sensitive stud cock. But until then, hold back. Until then, edge yourself up to it, nice and slow, for the rest of your training, clenching the muscles at the base, holding back, and when you're almost there, let go. Let go of your dick. And then grab it again, when all the energy has ebbed away, when it's merely hard instead of throbbing at the precipice. And then work it back up to there. Your tolerance will grow and grow. You'll get better and better. But every time you're done edging, make sure to really come, to remind yourself how good it is, keep yourself hungry, and be the kind of stud who shows that you really want it. But you put pleasure first, yours and your partner's, and you will edge, you will train, you will practice, and then you will fuck and lose yourself in it. But coming only at the right moment. A stud is a student of pleasure that comes and comes and comes, and you must train yourself to withstand it. No matter how temptingly sensitive and hard your cock is, when it comes so intensely that your orgasm leaves you floored and panting, that's your reward. But you've got to put in the work. Edge yourself, stud. Practice and learn.